I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. A police raid in the gang-controlled Tivoli Gardens neighborhood of Kingston, Jamaica, would normally not make international news, but the raid there in May of last year was highly unusual. For one thing, a U.S. surveillance plane monitored the operation from the air. The target was Christopher Dudus Koch, a drug lord wanted for extradition to the U.S. He did eventually wind up on trial in New York, where he now faces sentencing for assault and racketeering. But that raid in 2010 left more than 70 people dead and a lot of questions in its wake. Mattathias Schwartz wrote about the case in the December 12th issue of The New Yorker. The shocking charges of extrajudicial killings are what you focus on in this story. What did you find? Did the Jamaican security forces go into Tivoli Gardens and start killing indiscriminately?
That is what a lot of people who I found very credible in Tivoli Gardens told me. I was not there, but I did my best to corroborate everything that I was heard. And what I came away with were many extremely credible accounts of extrajudicial killings carried out by the Jamaican security forces.
In your story, you focus on one man, this guy Radcliffe Freeman, who grew up with Koch when they were kids. Freeman was killed in the Tivoli Gardens raid, but I'm wondering if you can tell us his story and why you think it's symbolic of the kind of seeming shoot now, ask questions later strategy when the police entered Tivoli Gardens last year.
Yeah, I probably came across, you know, at least eight or nine stories like Radcliffe Freeman's. And I chose his because he had passed a background check to work at the U.S. Embassy. So I felt like he had, you know, good credentials.
And he was taken away, seemingly in good shape by the police, and then he ends up dead.
Yeah, I spoke to multiple witnesses who were there who told me that, you know, they last saw him in police custody, unarmed, sitting on the ground near his home. I spoke to someone who was familiar with his autopsy, and he was shot more than 10 times. Now, one thing I want to make sure we get to is that the U.S. was involved in this operation, and that's something that the Jamaican government denied.
Well, that's what I was just going to ask you next, yeah. Because the one other major thing you focus on in this story is this U.S. Homeland Security Department aircraft that was circling above Tivoli Gardens while the Jamaican security forces went in. What was it doing there?
The aircraft was shooting live video of the ground and passing information through officials affiliated with the U.S. Embassy, who then passed the information on to Jamaican officials who were partially responsible for the raid. So, you know, looking at everything we know, you don't know for certain whether the U.S. government knew what was going to happen. It was a very chaotic situation. There had been gunmen in Tivoli Gardens. There were barricades around Tivoli Gardens. But looking at everything we know, it's easy to see how the U.S. government might have been complicit in the death of more than 70 Jamaican civilians, including one U.S. citizen. Now, one very interesting fact about this live video that the plane was shooting of the ground is a copy of this video is currently resides. You know, the U.S. government has it. The DEA has a copy, and I believe the Department of Homeland Security also has a copy. So this is live video of the ground in Kingston where this massacre is said by so many people to have taken place. The U.S. government is refusing to release the video, even though it could, you know, confirm or possibly refute these very disturbing allegations.
What has the U.S. government said about this plane and the information that it was passing to perhaps the Jamaican authorities?
Well, you know, I have this document that the New Yorker, with the New Yorker's help, I was able to secure through the Freedom of Information Act. And it confirms the existence of this plane. It confirms that it was flying above Tivoli Gardens at this place and time. It says it was, you know, recording video. It includes the words, all scenes were continuously recorded. And then, you know, I talked to official sources at the DEA and the U.S. State Department and other agencies, and they confirmed to me that information was passed from the plane to the Jamaican security officials who, you know, had a role in conducting the raids. So, again, it's hard to know at this point exactly who knew what when, but it does appear to me that the U.S. government was providing help and assistance and information to an operation that by all accounts was a massacre.
Mattathias Schwartz wrote the article, A Massacre in Jamaica, in the December 12th issue of The New Yorker. Mattathias, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.
We contacted a number of U.S. government agencies for comment. The Drug Enforcement Administration replied with a statement. It says that at no time did any DEA representative make operational decisions, as this was a Jamaican government operation.